Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending August 29th, 2008. This is news writer Colin Steele.
And this is Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
Thanks for joining us here during the unofficial last week of summer. In a few minutes, we'll be talking about recent changes to Hewlett-Packard's Partner One program. But first, we're being joined by our regular host, Associate Features Editor Elaine Hom, who's down at the Avnet IBM Ignition 08 conference in San Antonio. Hey, Elaine, how's it going?
Hey, guys. How's it going up there?
Not too bad. How's San Antonio so far?
It's nice. They have good weather, and it's a beautiful city. And I've been talking to some really great VARs and hearing from some Avnet and IBM execs.
Why don't you tell us what you're hearing from them so far?
The real theme of the day seems to be education. And from what I understand, you know, hearing from these partners, Avnet is a distributor that tends to do more with education than any other distributor or vendor. Some of the new incentives that they have is offering these paths, this virtual path, health path, and gov path. And this allows partners to break into the vertical markets. There are seminars that are given from 3 to 5 days. And the first day is generally an overview to teach salespeople about the terminology involved. Second day is more hands-on. And the third day is the role-playing within the sales team. With the health path, it's a bit more involved because, quite frankly, you have many more acronyms. You have a lot more health data.
There's a lot of regulation and stuff people have to know about, right, Elaine, both in healthcare?
That's right. And more than that, there's more opportunity. The government seems to be pretty clear about what they want. Hospitals have no idea what they want. And one of the days is actually putting the VARs, the partners, in a hospital. So it's almost like an internship.
Do the partners who go through this come out with some kind of certification or proof of competency in this area?
They do. They come out with a certification that allows them to say, you know, hey, I did this seminar. And granted, they do have to pay for it. It's $7.99 for the first partner from a company and $5.99 for every person afterwards. And Avnet sets you up with leads afterwards.
What are the partners saying about what Avnet does for them compared to some of the other distributors that they work with?
I've heard comparisons to Arrow. Some of the partners here are also direct partners to IBM. And they say, you know, sometimes with products and hardware especially, it's a commodity. They simply don't need to have a customer service that's really in-depth. But when it comes to selling solutions, which is what Avnet has been stressing to me, that they are no longer a value-added distributor. They're a solutions distributor. They provide integration. That's something that partners are looking for, and that is something that they claim Avnet is unique in.
And Elaine, this is kind of an industry-wide thing, though, because the margins are not in pure software and hardware sales and haven't been for some time. The key is for VARs to get into verticals, and it sounds like Avnet is keying off that.
Right. And, you know, Avnet does no direct sales. Everything they do is through the channel. So they do what they can to make sure that everybody is really well educated. Even the virtual path, it's also coupled with a VM rewards program and a VMware certification. So Avnet will bring VMware certification to the partners.
From the partners you talked to there, did you get the impression that any of them are exclusively sourcing through Avnet and maybe IBM Direct?
I have not met a single partner who is exclusively Avnet or IBM. And, you know, they explained to me that they don't need hand-holding with every deal that they do. So a lot of them do work with Agilisys, Ingram, and even the execs at Avnet, they explain, you know, their programs work well for what they provide. But Avnet's program works well for what they provide.
Great. Thanks a lot for checking in with us, Elaine.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, Barb, you recently wrote a story about some of the changes that Hewlett-Packard has made to its Partner One program. Can you tell us about those and what they mean for HP partners?
HP is revamping Partner One, which is its umbrella partner program, and they unveiled the changes a little bit earlier than they normally do. They go into effect November, I believe it's November 1st, the start of their fiscal year. And some of it is kind of window dressing, but the window dressing is important because, you know, they changed the terminology. As Heather Clancy said in her blog, HP has stripped its partners of their medals, but it's not as bad as it sounds. They're just getting rid of the platinum and gold designations. They're keeping the preferred terminology. Within preferred, there are a limited number of elite partners. And basically they say platinum and gold is an old term, and they're saying that customers don't understand the difference. But when you say this is an elite partner, they say customers understand the difference. So this is coming at a very interesting time because HP has a huge variety of products. They're also offering partners certifications in virtualization, which is interesting because HP itself does not have virtualization. It's kind of blessing third-party products there and offering its partners a way to distinguish themselves and show that they know virtualization. This news about Partner One came out on the heels of leaked news that HP and CDW are going to collaborate on attacking the SMB market. HP is going to fund something like 110 CDW salespeople to go after SMB accounts. And that is a huge red flag for a lot of HP's existing partners who are already in SMBs. Tom LaRocca, who is the HP channel guy, says, look, we're going to protect leads. We're not going to let these guys go after accounts where a partner is already involved. However, as one partner told me, there's no way HP knows all the leads we have. CDW is almost, to a lot of these partners, it's almost like saying Dell, and that's really saying something. CDW is a channel partner. It is a reseller, but value-added partners see them as really more competitor than colleague.
Thanks for that update, Barb. We're just about ready to wrap things up for this week, but before we do, want to let everybody know some of the awesome podcasts we have in store for September. We're going to have live coverage of VMworld in Las Vegas, Interop in New York, Oracle World in San Francisco, and SAP TechEd, which is also in Vegas. So we'll have all the news from those conferences, and we'll be talking about what it means for channel partners. In the meantime, you can learn more about this week's topics by reading the related stories below on the page. And to hear all of our past podcasts, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Colin Steele.
And Barb Darrow.
Thanks for listening and have a great Labor Day weekend.